I always say, be careful when you clap before the speech, because you don't know what the speech is going to be about. So we always recognize them after the speech. But it was great to see Waverly when they were waving, so that was appropriate. And thank you all for being here. This is unprecedented. This is, I know, a first of its kind. And what it shows you is the energy, and more importantly, the passion about, A, why things are wrong in Ohio, and B, people that want to make a difference. And that's why I'm here today. The definition of insanity is what? It's doing the same thing over and over and expecting to get
different results.
Exactly. And that is another reason why I'm here today. My name is Brian Flannery. I'm a former state legislator. I was the nominee for Secretary of State in 2002. Although all the Democrats lost in that race, I did get the more votes than our governor candidate. And I'm here as a candidate for governor of Ohio in this year of 2006. And I'm running exactly for that reason, of doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. I'm running for the same reason that all of you are here today. It's because we are sick and tired. We have had enough of failed leadership in Ohio, broken promises, and it's time to change. As Ohioans, you all know, and I know, that there is a tremendous disconnect between our elected officials and the needs of everyone. We are getting buried in this state by high property taxes. Buried. And as a result, we lead the country in record foreclosures. So what are we going to do about it as governor? What I will do is guarantee a 25% reduction in property taxes across the state. Oh, some people like that. That's good. By the way, the Supreme Court said we over-rely on property taxes in Ohio. And there's a reason why we leave the country in foreclosures. It's because people can't afford to pay their property tax bill. It's told time and again from people, Brian, my property tax bill is higher than my mortgage was. We need to address that. Ohioans are getting buried by a tax code that makes no sense and favors large companies and gives a tremendous disadvantage to everyday citizens. And as a result, Ohio is losing jobs at a record pace. And as governor of Ohio, what I will do is do things that will create jobs today, not 10 years from now. One of the things I would require, which involves an amazing little secret, the Star Ohio Fund, is a fund that was created by our state treasurer, Muriel Withrow. And it was created under the guise of taking Ohio's monies and investing it in Ohio. And it worked. It created a great economy in Ohio. But what happened when the Republicans took over? They took virtually every single penny, which was as high as nearly $9 billion, and invested it everywhere but in Ohio, over 99%. Now that fund's down to $3 billion. And it's still being invested everywhere but Ohio. And as governor, what I would make sure is that we take some of that money and invest it back into Ohio communities. And that will create a ripple effect and create jobs and businesses. And if you give property tax relief, is that going to help the economy or hurt the economy? It's going to help the economy. As Ohioans, and we all know it, every candidate has been up here to talk about the problems in Ohio. As Ohioans, we are getting buried by a lack of leadership. We are getting buried by an unconstitutional school funding system. And as a result, people my age, 38 years old and younger, are leaving Ohio at a record rate, faster than any state in the country. And as governor, and as the first governor in the history of Ohio that no legislator, no Supreme Court, and no governor has been able to do, is I will fix school funding once and for all. By defining what an education actually is. It's amazing. In Ohio, we don't know what that means. Yet we have standards. Governor of state of the state last week. Thank God it's his last state of the state. What did he talk about? He talked about creating more mandates. No, we need to define our standards and cost them out and then pay for them so that we guarantee every child, like our Constitution says, that they have that opportunity that has been deprived of generations over the past 20 and 30 years, that chance for hope. I'm running for governor. And when you look at making a decision and supporting a candidate for governor, what I ask you to do is think about this election. Think about what we've done over the past years. We've had candidates that have had money, had endorsements, but no vision for our state. You don't run for office just to run for office. You run with a purpose and a vision. This election in May, this election in November, is going to be about what is and what has been versus what's possible. And as the next governor of Ohio, what's possible with my administration will be a constitutional school funding system, will be property tax relief, will be a system that creates jobs and brings transparency into government using technology. In the schools, for instance, every child by the fourth grade will have a laptop computer or a PDA. It not only makes sense with technology, but it costs less than buying textbooks at $150 a piece. There is a tremendous disconnect between our leaders and the needs of our people. And when you look about what is today, and what you look at what has been in this Republican-led administration, look at the vision that the candidate has to offer and where we're taking Ohio. And if you don't believe in any of that, and you want to look for some sign, I ask you just to look at Ohio's history. In the past 50 years, there's been only two Democratic governors. One was a graduate of the University of Notre Dame and got elected on the heels of a Republican scandal in the early 70s. The other was a two-term legislator that represented the city of Lakewood and lived on Arthur Avenue. And he ran for state office, lost, and came back and won. Good Democrats. I'm a graduate of Notre Dame. We're on the heels of a Republican scandal. I've served two terms in the legislature, happen to live on Arthur Avenue. I've sat out 4 years, and if you want to repeat history, if you want to move Ohio forward like these other Democrats, let's take Ohio back. Let's help the next Flannery, the next governor of Ohio. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions. And how do we even coordinate this? I can point to everyone. I'm going to offend somebody.
I'll point, and then you point, okay. And then I'll say what's the last question.
Okay. Thank you very much. I know your hand was up first, so.
I wanted to ask you, some people in the country refer to Ohio not as the heart of it all, but as the tailpipe of it all.
Absolutely.
So in regard to Ohio falling off in between number 2 and 3 and 4 air quality and 3 and 4 before water quality, how will you make sure that EPA standards are enforced and those who are not following EPA standards are penalized?
And that's a great question in dealing with the environment, our economy. And I think as Ohio, where we're falling behind is the lack of use of technology to create a better living environment and atmosphere. For instance, coal gasification is being done in Pennsylvania, but not being done here in Ohio. And I think protecting our waters, protecting our lands is definitely a priority and a must when you look at regulations. For instance, the EPA and this e-check. Is something that has created a boon for a company and doesn't really accomplish much of anything. If they were serious about cleaning up the environment, they would go after our polluters, which are major contributors to candidates running for this office. Believe me, they're not contributing to my campaign. And that's another thing. Look at the donors of these candidates and see where their influences are.
Could you explain why you think we should vote for you in the primary as opposed to Ted Strickland? What's different between you and Ted Strickland?
What's different completely is that I have an actual plan. It's the only plan that's been put forward in the past 9 years. It's the only plan that's been recognized as fixing the constitutional school funding system. And that's not my opinion. That's the opinion of the attorney who argued the DeRolf case and won four decisions. We would, under my administration, have a constitutional system. We, under my administration, would have control on health care costs, because that's what I do for a living. And the difference between a Brian Flannery campaign and any other candidate campaign, if you look at my literature, it's that actions speak. What I've done for a living is I've controlled health care costs for unions and companies in Ohio that, and have kept companies here in Ohio. As a candidate, not even as a candidate, not even as an office holder, I have gone around the state and I've put hundreds of thousands of hours talking to people and talking about my Educate Ohio plan, which can be looked up at educateohio.com, which has been recognized by national experts of education. It says not only would this make Ohio system constitutional, it would be a model for other states to follow. And as governor, we need to make Ohio the education state, because education is the key. And it's key to turning our economy around. It's the key to keeping kids here in the state. It's a key to delivering that promise that we've made to all of our children, and that's opportunity and hope. And that's not even my answer. That's Alan Greenspan's answer to how do you turn the economy around. When you look at candidates, ask what are they going to do for Ohio? Why are they running? I'm running to get a system of school funding constitutional, but not only that, get us to the 21st century and be the first of the 22nd century. Along those lines, I want to create an education center that is like almost a theme park. 100 acres of land that highlights the best and brightest that Ohio had to offer and what we have to offer in the future. Absolutely. And this is a great question, and it's the easy answer, because education has simply not been made a priority. Case in point, last budget, they were looking at $4 billion in deficit, and what was their priority to attack this problem? They cut the income tax rate by 20%. They eliminated a business tax that's going to cost school districts over $2 billion. And in a $53 billion budget, and over $13 billion of tax loopholes that have been created over the years by special interests. That's how you pay for it. And as governor, that's what I would pay for it, because I would make a promise, if we don't have to, we don't need to raise any other burdens on everyday citizens. We need to shift the burden that has been created off of businesses onto homeowners and create a tax code that's uniform and discriminates against no one. That's a great question. I'm glad you asked, because not only, again, actions speak, my uncle, Ed Goble, who my cousin has mental illness, helped get mental health parity in Pennsylvania. And when I served on the insurance committee, I was one of a few that stood up for the bill when it was introduced under Lynn Ullman, and it was a crime of what happened, because we had the votes. And you know what they did is they didn't call for the vote until they were able to squeeze some of their other members and not make it happen. But that, besides education, is part of helping all citizens and part of the democratic way and why I'm running.
Can I clarify one there's an initiative called Single-Payer Action Network, or Health Care for All Ohioans Act, which would provide essentially free health insurance to all Ohioans paid for by a 3% payroll tax and a 3% gross receipts tax. It would cost the average employee, it's only $11 an hour in Ohio, now he's paying $6 an hour for family health insurance and go down to about $1.10 an hour. And with free health insurance for all students in Ohio, some of it is back from college, I think. Do you think it would affect him? How do you stand on the health care for all Ohio?
I work in the healthcare field, and I, again, work with business and companies to control their costs, and I don't know that that necessarily is the answer. It's one of the answers. What I would be more concerned about is getting rid of the fraud and abuse in the system, which insurance companies admit by themselves 10 and 15% of their costs are overcharges, overbills, and profit for these companies. We need to attack that, and there's technology available today that wasn't available 5 years ago to do that. And as governor, we make sure that's available. One last question. I know my time is only 10 seconds.
My question is,
In what regards? As far as work, as far as English only language, as far as there's different. Well, as a Democrat, it gets back, and the answer is simple. I mean, it's a complex issue, but it's a simple answer, is get back to prevailing wage on construction projects so you don't have shoddy work on a construction project. And let's get back to doing business in Ohio. As governor, we got to focus on the basics, on the things that Republicans refuse to talk about, and try to focus the issue on things that really don't affect education and jobs. That's where we need to go, and as governor, I hope to take us there. Again, thank you very much. We have petitions if you'd like to sign to get us on the ballot.